Governor Paul LePage took to the airwaves of WVOM this morning to defend his decision to release 17 nonviolent male prisoners deemed to be at low risk of reoffending. LePage said he commuted their sentences as a way to help address the state's growing labor shortage. It's an unconventional approach that is being applauded by prisoner advocates. And as Susan Sharon reports, female prisoners could soon be next.
Speaking on WVOM Tuesday morning, LePage said 17 male prisoners were let go on Friday after careful consideration.
And we're being very, very cautious. We started out with 100 people. We looked at them very closely. Most of them didn't meet the criteria.
Those criteria exclude anyone convicted of drug trafficking, domestic violence, and sexual offenses. Someone who has repeatedly violated probation is also an unlikely candidate. But someone who is a nonviolent, low-risk offender is. Normally, a prisoner would apply for commutation with the 5-member State Board of Probation and Parole, which reviews the reasons for the request.
And we make a decision as to whether or not we believe that their explanation warrants a hearing.
Richard Harberger, a retired federal parole officer, is the board's chair. He says at those hearings, the prisoner presents evidence and witnesses to make the case that he's worthy of early release. Harberger says in the past 2 years, he hasn't seen more than a handful of commutation applications, and of those, he says none have been approved. Final decision rests with the governor, who traditionally uses commutations sparingly.
Obviously, the governor is not in a position to second-guess what a judge who knows all the facts decided in that particular case. So it's very, I would have to say, it's very rare that that commutation would occur.
But in the recent round of commutations, the governor bypassed the Board of Probation and Parole's process, apparently motivated by the state's pressing labor shortage. This is what he said on WVOM.
Tourist industry is struggling, can't find enough workers. So we are looking at every corner of the state to try to put people back to work. That's what the commutation program's all about.
Steve Hewins, president and CEO of the Maine Restaurant Association and the Maine Innkeepers Association, welcomes the governor's approach.
It's like a lot of things. It's part of the matrix of solutions. But yes, it could help.
Hewins says this year the hospitality industry has struggled with a cap on foreign temporary workers who normally fill those kinds of jobs. Coupled with an aging workforce and a 3% unemployment rate, he's worried the shortage of workers could hinder the state tourism industry's growth. Corrections Commissioner Joseph Fitzpatrick says the next phase of the governor's program is to look at the female prisoner population.
We'll use the same steps that we did with the male population and narrow it down, and then we'll send that list and the files over to the governor's attorneys, and they will do their review, and then I'm assuming that the governor and I and the attorneys will sit down and do one final review yet again.
Like the previous 17, he says they'll be screened by the Department of Corrections for their risks and classifications, with input from probation officers and from the institutions in which they're being held. Fitzpatrick estimates that about 20 women could be released early, something that's never been done like this before in Maine.
I give the governor credit. It's a creative approach to a statewide problem right now, and he has been talking with me about different options to address the labor shortage over the last couple of years.
Fitzpatrick says the commutations are not tied in any way to the governor's plan to phase out the Downeast Correctional Center in Washington County, where about 100 male inmates are housed. 17 early releases, he says, doesn't come close to providing enough beds for them once that prison is closed. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.